Zimbabwe.
Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I am your host, Tabakangwe. Today on Live Talk, we are discussing the remarks by ZANU-PF spokesman Mr. Christopher Mtswangwa on the jailed human rights activists. Speaking to journalists in Harare this Monday, Mr. Mtswangwa said the courts can now release jailed activists as the SADC summit has been concluded and there is nothing more to disturb. But first, a month after announcing that he will not seek re-election, President Joe Biden addressed the Democratic National Convention Monday evening. He sought to banish his legacy and pass the torch to Vice President Kamala Harris as the party's new presidential nominee. White House bureau chief Patsy Widowskara reports from the DNC in Chicago, Illinois, here in the United States.
Introduced by his daughter Ashley, President Joe Biden received a hero's welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
At the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, Illinois, he fulfilled his promise to be a transitional leader.
Are you ready to elect Kamala Harris and Tim Walz?
And gave his full support to Kamala Harris, the party's new presidential nominee for the November election.
But she'll be a president our children can look up to. She'll be a president respected by world leaders because she already is. She'll be a president we can all be proud of. And she will be an historic president who puts her stamp on America's future.
Biden was unchallenged at the Democratic primaries. Just a month ago, the roughly 4,000 delegates here were set to nominate him. But Monday, he balanced support for Harris and his achievements in office.
COVID no longer controls our lives. We've gone from economic crisis to the strongest economy in the entire world. Record 16 million new jobs. Record small business growth. Record high stock market. Record high 401ks. Wages up, inflation down, way down, and continuing to go down.
It started with a debate against Republican nominee former President Trump in late June. Biden, who is 81, had such dismal performance that people questioned his mental acuity. Then an assassination attempt on Trump that rallied Republicans and pushed him further ahead in the polls. For weeks, Biden insisted he would remain in the race, even as party leaders privately asked him to step aside.
Joe Biden is a one-term president who was forced off the ticket by the leaders of the Democratic Party, despite having won the nomination in the primaries. He's now asked to make an enthusiastic endorsement of his vice president, Kamala Harris. It doesn't take a Sigmund Freud to realize that he might be very conflicted about this.
If he's conflicted, then Joe Biden is not showing it at all, expressing strong support for Kamala Harris and basking in the love and gratitude of his party. He spoke to some convention delegates here on the floor.
It was a beautiful speech. It was a great speech of a culmination of years and years of service.
Well, I think his legacy is strong and positive. And tonight he told the American public why he loves them and what he did for 50 years to serve our nation. And it's an incredible record.
This despite Trump trying to sow division among Democrats.
They forced him out. It was a coup. We had a coup. That was the first coup in the history of our country.
Biden repeated Democrats' theme of Harris, a former prosecutor, going against Trump, who has been found guilty in court.
And crime will keep coming down when we put a prosecutor in the Oval Office instead of a convicted felon.
Biden ended his speech with an embrace from Harris, cementing his role among Democrats as the leader who could possibly save the country again from Trump, this time by passing the torch.
Joe, thank you for your historic leadership, for your lifetime of service to our nation, and for all you will continue to do. We are forever grateful to you.
Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Chicago.
In Nairobi, a new restaurant is generating business and buzz not just because of the food, but because of the staff robots serving dishes is the main attraction of diners who flock the robot cafe, Juma Majanga reports.
Welcome.
It's lunchtime at the robot cafe in Nairobi's Kileleshwa suburb, and an unusual waitress is causing excitement.
Thank you, Nadia.
Nadia is one of three robot waitresses incorporated here to improve service delivery. This is a first in East Africa.
You assign them duties in the morning like normal waiters. You tell them which tables one particular robot is supposed to go or what is expected to do there. Because, for instance, they do more than just serving. They sing happy birthday. For instance, let's say you do a reservation and you have a birthday. It's going to deliver you your cake with the message and everything and also sing happy birthday with you with a background of waitresses.
Use of robotic technology in the food service industry is not new. Restaurants with robot waiters have opened in the United States, China, and other places. But the concept is new to Africa. Since opening in Nairobi 2 months ago, robot cafe staffers say the reception has been good, with the robots being the attraction for customers like Brooke Abito, who is here today with his family for lunch.
I was happy to show my kids this, you know, in Africa, in your own backyard. It was very good. You can see that the technology needs a bit of development, but it's really nice how the robots take the food, they come and serve you. And when I come back next time, I want to see the robots more interactive, you know, taking your orders, bringing your food. But it's a very good first step.
According to government data, the hospitality industry is one of the big sources of employment in Kenya. The introduction of robots in the sector brings fears of people being driven out of work by machines. However, industry experts like Edith Ojuang say there is no cause for alarm, as the technology will just serve as a tool to improve efficiency and quality of service delivery.
I really don't think it can face off the entire human labor. But it will be incorporated still, just like we have incorporated the other technology and we've used it to improve our human labor and worked together.
Ojuang's advice is for Kenyan schools to incorporate technology training into their hospitality curriculum in readiness for the shift.
If we keep training people the traditional way, and by the time they're released in the industry, technology has already gone a notch higher. It becomes scary for them already, and it becomes difficult to be able to adopt.
Experts say the era of automated restaurants has finally begun in Africa, and diners should expect more integration of robots in their dining experiences. Juma Majanga, VOA News, Nairobi.
With that, let's take a short break. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. we connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those that have just joined us, please note that we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube, VOA Zimbabwe. Now back to our topic.
Those are deviants, and they were dealt with properly. And we are very happy that they failed, and they will never succeed again. This was their last inch at misbehavior. Never get another chance again, because now they know what happens when they try to behave in a certain manner. And I'm sure there will be a good reason to free them up soon afterwards, because there's no show to disturb. What they wanted to step is over, so there's absolutely no reason to keep them at the status expense in jail after failing. We reward their failure by giving them their freedom.
Today on Live Talk, we are looking at the impartiality of the Zimbabwean courts following remarks by the ZANU-PF party spokesperson, Mr. Christopher Mtsangwa, that it is now up to the Ministers of Home Affairs and Justice to set free human rights activists arrested ahead of the SADC summit. To discuss this issue, we are joined on the line by a human rights lawyer, Mr. Pardon Dafumanei. Selamukela kuhlelo.
For having me here today, Studio 7.
Thank you. We are also joined by SADC Citizens Democracy Society Director and Opposition Activist, Mr. Trustin Lovu. Thank you. We are also joined by ZANU-PF UK-based member, Mr. Masimba Mavaza. Welcome to the program, Mr. Mavaza.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening, our colleagues.
Thank you. Now, we'll start with you, Mr. Dafumanei. According to the laws of the land, are ministers allowed to interfere in court decisions? This in contest with what we've heard the ZANU-PF party spokesperson say.
Thank you very much. First of all, allow me to congratulate the President of Zimbabwe, Comrade Dr. Idi, for assuming the chairmanship of SADC. It is the words of his spokesman that really has taken us back to what we call tyranny. You know, in law, there's what we call separation of powers, which is a constitutional issue that we understand that there's got to be a separation of powers between the legislature, between the executive and the judiciary. And the reason for that is to safeguard citizens' liberties and to guard against tyranny. There's been a lot of talk about judicial capture in Zimbabwe. And what Christopher Mtsangwa has said today, and also jokingly and laughing about it, when we have over 100 citizens who are detained with flimsy charges, some of which Vanna Jameson Timba were being arrested Kugojanyama under the guise of avoiding them to demonstrate. To demonstrate is a right for every citizen. They must be allowed to demonstrate as long as they do it peacefully and without destroying properties. In fact, failure to make them demonstrate was an infringement of human rights. And this is a cause of concern in Zimbabwe. When we say the Second Republic, the dispensation is there to usher in better rights for citizens, but it's doing exactly the opposite. Justice must not only be done, it must be seen to be done. And what Mr. Mtsangwa has shown to the whole nation and to the whole world is that in Zimbabwe, justice starts with ZANU-PF. Whatever ZANU-PF says is what the judiciary will do. We have seen how magistrates and judges postponing matters. Sometimes they are sick. Records are not found. All as a ploy to delay hearing cases and giving bail to so-called political prisoners. We don't want that. Ati zvinizvozvo, zvinizvozvo ngazvipere. Vanhu ngavapiwe mukana wekudemonstrata, and I should demonstrate peacefully. But let there be a proper separation of powers.
Thank you.
And judges must do their work without interference from politicians.
Thank you, Mr. Tafumanei. Nekuda kwengo edu tichakumbira kuti tingoti gaga tichienda tichikurumidza kuti kuitira kuti tese tiwane mukana wekuti tinge tichitaura. Vandlovu, munoona sei mashoko aya akataura nezuro nava mutsvango?
Aiwa, tenderana nezvataurwa navatapfumanei. With the exception of that, I don't congratulate ED for becoming the chair, because he did not ascend to that position through merit as far as electoral process is concerned. So, yeah, there was a blatant disregard to human rights in Zimbabwe by suspending human rights in order to prevent people from a demonstration and protest, expressing their displeasure and whatever. So it's a sad story. It's a sad chapter to see a minister or somebody responsible in ZANPF as a spokesperson bragging for the suspension of human rights and equating that suspension of human rights to patriotism. There is no such. I think it's a big mistake. It's a big wrong narrative. You see, with Tinoona kuti ED and ZANPF wanted something to resolve the illegitimate crisis at all costs by getting themselves into SADC chairmanship. We don't have issues with that. But there is a crisis which is not as resolved, that crisis of the Siom report. You cannot wash it away. You cannot just ignore it. As long as it still stands that he was not through the he did not come to be the president of the country through a social contract, through the consent of the people. It simply means that there is a problem. People are not happy. People do not. That is why you see the state is being heavy-handed on its citizens.
Thank you.
That is why you see the state is not happy with the with the people when they want to protest.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndlovu. Tichiwa kwa muri vamavaza, mnoe wana osei nyai manzwa vamo vachi taura oni mashoka katora ona vamo tsangwa nezuro. Mnoe wana osei?
Havana kuti iwo vanhu vakuburitswa vakati patova nechikonzero chinoita kuti vaburitswe nekuti zvavaityirwa kuita nezvavanga vachironga kuita hazvichashanda nekuti musangano wanga uronga wapera. Saka mashoko avamutsvangwa anga asiri ekuti ndiwo vane simba rekuburitsa vanhu. Vamutsvangwa havana kuti chiburitsai vanhu, havana kuti akudza majaji chiburitsai vanhu. Vakangotiwo sedambe maminista anoona nezvemajeri nezvemutemo nezvemunyika vangachibatsirawo vakasungwava nekuvakumbirira kumatare kuti ai vachivaregerera henyu hatichisa chatichavatya nekuti chikonzero chavainyimirwa mari yerubatiso yenge changa chiri chekuti iwo vaityirwa kuti vachazonyonganidza musangano unowaikosha wanga uri kuuya muzimbabwe. Chepiri, vaizonyonganidza runyararo vachikonzera mhirizhonga neumara patetete vanga vachiita panguva iyoyi tika tikatarisa mashoko avamutsvaka haasi mashoko anoratidza kuti nyika yezimbabwe inombunyikidza vatongi aiwa asi mashoko ari pachena anongotiratidza kuti vari kungosekawo havo iraitovadambe vakatopedzisira nekuti ngatiendei tinoii tichingofara kwete kuti majenarisi abraibwa asi vaingodyawo mune mufaro nekukorokotedzana zvepiri da kuti tione kuti vandirovhubva vatirasikei hongu vamunangagwa havana kusarudzwa kuita mutungamiriri wesadhiki asi vakagadzwa utungamiriri ihwoyo nokuti chinzvimbo chinogadzwa gore rega rega asi nokatarisa evandirovhu kuti nemhaka yechivati makorokoto munoona zvinhu zvitatu nhengo dzesadhiki inyika dzinokwana kuita gumi nenhanhatu zveraundi 16 saka pa16 apa zvinogona kuitika kuti temu yako sapurezidendi inosvika pakupera nyika yako isati yadomwa kuti igoitawo mutungamiriri wesadhiki saka takavakorokotedza kuti zvapindirana vachiri pachigaro vaonawo mukana wekumboita chiyapesero wesadhiki chekutanga chepiri vakakwanisa kuti musangano wesadhiki ubudirire ukaita zvine mukurumbira zvokuti kana vasina kukwanisa kuuya vakangodongorera vari kumba kwavakaita nga tiripo nekuti zvakarongeka zvikaitika zvakanaka ndo marongero anoita ZANUPF ndo marongero anda purezidendi vamunangagwa saka hongu vamunangagwa anofanira kukorokotedzwa saka vandirovhu kana mazopiwa mukana korokotedzai purezidendi wenyu vakaita nepanogona uyezve vakaita mhanza yakanaka yekuti vari kumbotungamirirawo sadhiki vachiri pakutonga panopera mutongi wavo havachakwanisa kuita mutungamiriri wesadhiki pamusoro pezvo vanhu vakasungwa ava kana vachinge vaburitswa havana kuburitswa nekuda kwamutsvangwa waburitswa nekuda kwedare nekuti idare rinosarudza kuti richavaburitsa here kana kuti kwete vamutsvanga vakatobatsira magweta avo nekuvaudza chimwe chikonzero chavangaa kudare pane zvachiya anonzi machanges of circumstances vamutsvanga vaingotiothe changes of circumstances saka kana mukaataura kudare vanogona kuburitswa vakatiwa mari yechibatiso asi havana kunzi nyaya yavo yapera mhosva haipere nekuti chavanga uchinoenda chapera mhosva inopera nekutongwa saka mutongi kutongwa kuchavepo ende utongo huchaiswa vanogeda geda meno vachange varipo toda kungotenda hedu kuti vakaita zvakanaka semutungamiriri vakabatsira kuti vanhu vanguva yekuseka inonzi elighter moment saka handizive kuti vanhu vazhinji vabva vasimudza makano nemapfumo vakananga kuna vamutsvanga vamutsvanga vaingova vachingokreatawo je nemhuri yezimbabwe
tinotenda vamavaza vava tapfuma nei limzulo lapana umnumzana mavaza ekhuluma libona njani amazwi akhe ngalolu daba
udaba lou luyasiphatha kakhulu thina njengama-human rights lawyers ukuthi umtswanga ukhulume ehleka labantu ama-former MPs o-Johnson Timba ama-activists avalelwe simply ukuthi bepreventwe ukuthi beproteste that's the main issue and khona lokho yikuncindezela uZulu ukuthi aphiwe i-opportunity yokuthi bademonstrate kumele kube njalo umtswanga uthathe into le very lightly and that's where tyranny starts and if we can't flag these things as a nation sibatshele ukuthi hayi lapha madoda liyaphambanisa ilungelo labantu kumele beproteste nxa bemele beprotesta beprotesta peacefully they must be allowed to do that siyakubona thina sihlala outside the country kuyayenziwa ama-huge events ayenziwa international ama-citizens are allowed to protest so why do you keep them in prison to prevent them from doing so and when you are the spokesman of ZANU-PF and what you say goes and this is why thina sithi hayi okukhulunywa umtswanza lokhu iZANU-PF must come have on him and say no you mustn't say that we are dealing with abantu these are not bags of cement these are people who are languishing and the conditions abahlala kizo ejele khona ngale is pathetic it's not as if bahlala ehoteleni into ezinjalo njengelizwe it does not give us a good image as Zimbabwe
Yes,
he came to be patriotic, but not to infringe on people's rights. Interestingly, has done that.
Yeah, siyabonga kakhulu baba Tafumane, siyayizwa sibili umbiko wakho Vandlovu murukunzwa nyaye iri kuendawo ichipisa apa murukuonawo sei zvikuru sei kana pachitariswa nyaya yeimeja uyezve vamavaza vataura vakati kana mazuva nawo mukana munogona kuzovapindura munogona kupindawo muchidimbo apo mopindura vamavaza.
Okay. Chokutanga panyaya yekuti titi kumakorokoto kuna vaED hatinei tichiresa nekuti tingatokorokotedza nyika kuti yawana mukana wokudi hukuva kuti ive pasadhiki ipapa pachairmanship. Asi nyika pachayo haina mutungamiriri wayakasarudza akatenderwa navanhu vese nokuda kuti tichine dambudziko tichine bopoto nenyaya yandambotaura inonzi yeripoti iyaya yeSadic Observer Mission. Ripoti iya hatingaitori zvidiki tichijustifya sekujustifya kwainokana to put it under the carpet. Vamasa aiwa munganyika hazvishamisi kuti munzurukwe muchitaura kuti zvese zvinhu zvakafamba zvakanaka. Zvinonzi chero panenge paitika mutambo kana kuvakuvara vanhu maridziro mutambo vanenge vachingofara asi vaya vanova mavictims havangafari. Saka zviri kuitika ndezvekuti kusungwa kwakaitwa vanhu hakufadzi. Vanhu vari mumajeri, vanhu vari kutiza izvozvi izvi, vanhu havazivi kuti vanosungirwei. Vanhu vese unongonzi public violence, public violence, otoshaya kuti chaizvo chaizvo public violence yacho inongoitwa chete nemhosva dzacho dzinongoitwa chete nevanhu vanonzi vamahuman rights, macro democracy activists nemaopposition. Vezanu kana one anombowanikwawo achimbonziwo aitawo public violence. Zvinoshamisa munyika yezimbabwe.
Tinotenda Vandlovu. Mama vaza munogona kupinda wapo pakanguva kashoma shoma kasara motipendererawo chirongwa. Tonzwa kuti muri kufungeiko nezvataurwa navandlovu.
Vandlovu vanofanira kuziva kuti kana vanhu vachisungwa havasi kusungirwa kuti vanhu vebato ripi, vanosungwa nekuti vanenge vatyora mutemo. Panyaya iyi paisungwa vanhu vemaactivists nekuti ndivo vaida kuronga kuita hunhubu hunaradada hunyanya hwekubvoronga musangano wanga wakarongwa nevana vezimbabwe. Chepiri, dadi vazive Vandlovu kuti vanhu ivavava pavakasungwa havana kunzi tikungo kusunga kwenguva diki. Vanosungwa nekuchengetedzwa nemari yehurumende vari muchitirongo kusvika nyaya yapera. Asi majaji kana vatongi vakaona zvakakodzera kuti vavaburitse asi vachidzoka kuzotongwa zvinogona kuitika. Chatingade kuyambirana ndechekuti musade kutyora mutemo nekuti muri vanhu vanonzi maactivists. Mutemo haunyari kuti ndivani unokubata. Mutemo unobata mai, unobata baba. Saka vanhu vezanupf vanga vasina kodzero yekuti vangaonekwa vachisungwa nekuti vanga vasina mhirizhonga yavanga vachikonzera. Vagara vari vanhu vebato rakaisvonaka, bato rinochengetedza mutemo. Isu tinoti kune vanopikisa nemaactivisi navapato ndafumane yava nemavandlovu, uyai kumusangano wezanupf. Hakuna mhirizhonga. Kana nyika yenyu ichiita purogiramu, munofanira kusapota nyika yenyu, kwete kuwisira nyika yenyu pasi. Nekuti Zimbabwe ndiyo yega nyika yaurigona kuti nyika yako pasi pano pese. Hakuna imwe nyika yaungaburidzi.
Tinotenda vamavaza tichitenda zvekare mvese vapinda muchirongwa vatafumanei navandlovu. Unfortunately, nguva yedu ndoo yatiza. That brings us to the end of our show. Signing off in Washington, I am Tabo Kancube.